hello again and welcome to another Mindspace Art podcast. Today I wanted to talk to you about the origins of the music that you may be listening to as the backing of this podcast. And as luck would have it, it actually fits with the topic of the podcast. I think I can argue that to a certain extent it's an interesting use of technology and art, but it's also quite interesting just with respect to creativity. I'll also play the entire track at the end of this podcast. So I enjoy a wide variety of music and I've been playing percussion since I was about 12. Or perhaps I should say I've been taking lessons since I was about 12, because apparently I've been turning over pots and hitting them with chopsticks since about the time I could walk. Back around the turn of the century, ouch, that sounds bad, jeez. I was at the at university learning biochemistry actually, but that's a different story. Anyway, I met up with some like-minded musicians and we started playing together on a regular basis. We were all really keen on improvisation, and when we got together we pretty much never played the same piece of music twice. We were also keen on sort of community involvement and participation, so when we were jamming, we'd generally get out into a public space around university and encourage the audience to come and join us, so we'd have like a bunch of spare instruments lying around that they could just pick up and join in. We eventually settled on using the term jam, J-A-M-M, as in just about making music, which kind of summed up our philosophy very nicely. This is actually a really interesting experience for me, not only to be creating something interesting and to be helping other people develop their musical skills and expression, but it also pretty much kept me from going insane. While I was doing my biochemistry honours, I was researching and writing about a 5,000-word essay every week. That's probably about 20 pages, along with doing other work on top of that. So all of it was very sort of dry, uninspiring, and just kind of hard slog. So having the opportunity to really sort of let my creativity fly once a week was really, really refreshing and kind of cleared my head. It was almost like meditation, I guess. I'd often record our work as we went, but at one stage we decided to do a more professional recording, so we went out to the Ellesmere Concert Band Hall where a couple of us also played, took along a 4-track hard drive recorder and got stuck into it. So we had Siva Sathinathan on the guitar, Matthew Redmond on keyboard, and myself on drums, although the other guys did switch around a bit onto other instruments as well. So the backing track in the podcast is actually the first track from what we recorded. The really interesting thing about what we did was that it was entirely improvised and it was recorded in its entirety once, and that was it. We did take a break between recording each song, but each song we did in one take and we never composed or rehearsed anything beforehand. And as far as I can remember, we didn't actually chop anything out of it either. We did take it back to a computer and master the levels and tones, but that's about all that we tweaked. So in the space of about half a day, we ended up with about 5 songs that filled a CD. So I chopped these long tracks into about 14 shorter tracks, where the theme changed, I'd chop them. But I set the CD so that it would have a 0-second pause between the tracks. So essentially it skipped from one to the other without any noticeable pause and didn't interrupt the flow of the original 5 songs. We called the CD Organic Jam Ad Liberation, although we never could decide which was the name of the band and which was the name of the CD. In the end, we actually decided that the CD would be called Ad Liberation, but that in the future all the CDs we make would be called Ad Liberation, and that it would be the name of the band that would change for each CD that we released. While this sounds kind of weird, it was actually very appropriate because the people playing in the band would probably be different each time, and the philosophy of the music would stay the same. Unfortunately, in some respects, I guess, the core jam members have all scattered across the globe now. There's some in New Zealand, US, Malaysia, but I don't think a single pair of us are in the same city. So we've been planning to set up a website, sort of using community social web 2.1 type jobby stuff to support remote jamming, but I'll talk a bit more about that in a later episode. So I'll play the first track now. Bear in mind that it is under the Creative Commons license, a non-commercial attribution license, which means you can grab it, use it for whatever you like, remix it, have a play with it, but can't use it for commercial purposes without asking our permission. So I hope you enjoy it, and see you next time.